You are listening to an excerpt from A Journey of 1,000 Miles Begins with a Single Step, The Case for Chinese Bonds, a report from Fullerton Fund Management. As China accelerates the pace of its capital reforms and continues its shift towards domestic consumption and services, its vast capital markets offer investors a chance to participate in the country's attractive long-term growth potential. This paper examines the development of China's onshore bond markets, their significance and implications for global investors. We also discuss the cyclical and structural changes affecting the country's bond markets, including the impact of the global pandemic. As China's bond markets continue to grow in size and importance, we look at key considerations for investors exploring an allocation to Chinese bonds and explain why active management and currency deliberation matter. China's onshore bond market, which stands at around $14.1 trillion, is the second largest in the world after the US. It comprises of mostly Chinese government bonds, policy bank bonds, local government bonds, and credit bonds, and also several subcategories such as corporate bonds, enterprise bonds, and other credit instruments. Though foreign ownership in the country's bond market has been growing, it remains relatively small, currently estimated at below 5%, as compared to that of emerging market and G10 countries, where the numbers average around 25 and 40% respectively. Foreign investors also enjoy preferential tax advantages till November 2021. Currently, onshore Chinese bonds are progressively included in major bond indices, such as the Bloomberg Barclays Global Aggregate and the JP Morgan Emerging Market Government Bond Indices. Further bond index inclusion, potentially by FTSEs, which owned the widely followed World Government Bond Index, will spur additional passive inflows into the Chinese government bonds. With foreign investors underinvested and the tax preferential treatment they enjoy, we expect foreign demand for Chinese bonds to continue growing as the index inclusion theme plays out and attracts more substantial fund flows. Onshore Chinese government bonds offer an exciting investment proposition for traditional bond investors. Low correlation dynamics, diversification benefits, and compelling risk-adjusted returns are some of the most commonly cited reasons for taking an interest in China's bond markets. Our analysis over the last 5 years indicates that onshore Chinese government bonds generally offered more attractive returns, while exhibiting lower risks than major developed market government bonds. Additionally, with ownership dominated by domestic investors, the onshore Chinese bond market also exhibits very low or negative correlation to major bond and equity markets, increasing its appeal to international investors looking to diversify outside of their core asset classes. Arguably, the low correlation characteristic could eventually fade as foreign participation increases over time. That said, the low correlation dynamic is also driven by the asynchronous economic cycles between China and other major economies, which will likely persist, even as foreign bond ownership rises. Given China's significance in the world today, we believe a higher allocation to the country's bond markets than what is currently assigned in the key global bond indices ranges from around 6% to a cap of 10% is justified. Investors who will like to gain an economically representative exposure that better represent China's economic stature may want to consider a higher allocation of at least double digits to the country's bond market. Active managers are in a better position to harness the investment opportunities within the Chinese bond markets compared to passive strategies which mostly overlooked the country's non-rate sectors. Pockets of the renminbi bond markets, such as in the SOE or credit sector, are still under-researched compared to developed markets and offer attractive investment opportunities for fundamental-based investment managers. Actively managed portfolios also enable one to identify and resolutely overweight sectors that will benefit from China's continuing structural changes. For example, consumer or technology companies could outperform over the next 5 to 10 years as China shifts towards a consumption-led economy and prioritizes technology prowess. Government-linked and SOE issuers could also emerge as winners due to more substantial policy support and their inherent domestically driven business models. Currency hedging costs, which can have a material impact, should be given sufficient consideration when investing in Chinese bonds. Long-term investors may prefer to leave the RMB exposure unhedged to capitalize on the structural changes happening in China's capital markets. Looking ahead, the pandemic will accelerate deglobalization trends. Already, the US and China is decoupling faster with more protectionist policies, affecting areas such as trade, technology, investment, and healthcare. We expect the Chinese economy will be increasingly driven by domestic factors, anchoring the low correlation dynamics and diversification benefits in Chinese bonds. The US-China trade tensions and pandemic-induced slowdown have accelerated China's capital reforms. Deteriorating relations also creates the need for China to open its financial markets more quickly, while the pandemic's effect is pressuring Chinese authorities to create more channels for the private sector to raise funds and keep employment intact. A sustained period of loose monetary policies in major developed economies should push investors to look for alternative developed market-like assets, possibly with higher yields. China stands out due to its stronger fundamentals, but still attractive yields. As of early September 2020, 10-year Chinese government bond yields are around 3%. Compared to around 0-1% in the equivalent Japan and US government notes, while the country's sovereign debt is less than 60% of its GDP, compared to more than 100% in many developed markets. With China leading the economic recovery against COVID-19 and is the only major economy projected by IMF to deliver positive growth for 2020, this will further reduce the debt-to-GDP ratio at a quicker pace than most Western countries. China's services deficit is also likely to continue to shrink due to restrictions on travel overseas. To that end, China's growth, interest rate, and current account edge will lead support to a stable renminbi and further anchor Chinese bonds as an alternative safe haven asset class as the country's exceptionalism rises. This recording is based on information available at the time the report is prepared and is for your information only. This recording is presented to you by Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003-126-72W, and is provided for information only. The information contained shall not be copied, reproduced, modified, translated, or distributed without the prior approval of Fullerton. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fuller or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. Any past performance, prediction, or forecast is not indicative of future or likely performance. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, Its affiliates and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of the information in this recording. Thank you for listening. To read or download this full publication, or for more of Fullerton's market update and insights, visit our website at fullertonfund.com.